we're certainly disappointed. You know, we didn't take advantage of a great opportunity to get a big win in Baton Rouge. Felt like we had some opportunities there at the end of the game to maybe at least tie it up or get closer, and just didn't execute when it was time to get the job done. So hopefully we can correct that. It was doubly disappointing because we also had some really tough injuries. James Williams, who's worked extremely hard to be a starter for us on the offensive line, he'll be out the rest of the year with a dislocated ankle, and he will have surgery this week. And really disappointing is Ryan Hamilton has torn a pec muscle near his arm and torn it away from the humerus bone and has to have surgery soon, probably have it tomorrow, Wednesday, and he will be out for the rest of the year. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I think Ryan is an all-SEC caliber safety. He had a great year last year. He started off, you know, with a great game against Western. He actually played about a quarter and a half with his muscle torn off his humerus bone. So that tells you how tough he is. And he's captain for us, so it's going to really be tough to deal with that. And, you know, I just want to, you know, let him know that we're all thinking about him, and, you know, also with James. So tough situation injury-wise. There were other people who were banged up in that game, and we were kind of moving people around. Made a big difference in I think, how we played. But, you know, that's part of college football. Somebody's got to step up and be ready to go.
Could Ryan petition for a sixth year?
He can. You know, there are all kind of different cases that, you know, they have been given it in those circumstances. Some haven't. Usually, you know, I think they like to see, you know, basically two injuries, you know, one that kept them out, not just a redshirt year, but then the other one on top of it, sort of a bad luck thing. So, we'll probably make that petition, and I think we have a good case for bringing Ryan back. So hopefully they'll look at it the same way we do.
That Caldwell's job now?
Well, yeah, Joel Caldwell. I thought she was talking about turning in a petition. We're not going to ask him to do that, but we'll ask him to play free safety. And, you know, Joel went in, actually made a great play and had an interception. They called interference, a holding on us, you know, earlier in the play. But Joel's a veteran, and, you know, he'll do a good job. And, you know, we'll have several scenarios, you know, for different kind of situations, because we do have different personnel groupings with the nickelback, and sometimes we even go dime. And, you know, there'll be a good bit of reworking because of that injury.
And Wilkins is the right tackle, or?
Well, not necessarily. He went in and did a very good job for a redshirt freshman in a tough situation. But, you know, we'll look at the whole cast that's available. You know, Riley Lowers played tackle. Kyle Fisher's played tackle. So, you know, we'll see what our best combination is. But you sort of get put on alert that everybody needs to be ready to go somewhere or another. And Coach Caldwell always does a good job of teaching all the positions to everybody. So I don't think that'll be a big a deal as the secondary situation.
You talked Saturday night about some dropped passes. Having looked at it, was it consistently concentration? Was it consistently weather? Was it unique in each case, do you think? Or?
Well, I don't know. You never know what causes dropped passes. Most of the time it probably is lack of concentration. A lot of football games have been played in the rain, and people catch balls. So we're not going to look for excuses, and we're just going to try to get better. And once this happened, this, you know, I don't go by look to explain it unless there's some kind of situation where we're not teaching the right thing, and I don't think that's the case.
It seemed like Warren Norman didn't get as many touches as maybe some people expected. Was there something going on with him, or did you want Stacy just get to the group?
Well, Zach was running well, and we got Kennard in the game, and I thought he ran really well and caught the ball coming out of the backfield. And it's just a matter of, you know, preparing during practice all week and taking advantage of the opportunities that you have when you get in the game. And I think Kennard did that, and Zach ran extremely well. So, you know, we were just going with who was hot or performing well at the time.
Jamie Graham, okay.
Well, he's, you know, sprained his ankle on the kickoff return right before the half ended. And, you know, it's the same one that's been bothering him. So, you know, hopefully he can get settled down and get back in there. We had a situation where we had to put Eddie Foster in the game and move Casey down to nickel and Casey Hayward. And Casey did a fantastic job at nickel back. And so we have that. Obviously, we'd like to be able to get the veteran guys in there, and if Jamie's 100% or can perform, you know, we'd like to get him in there, but it's got to be where he's ready to go.
Something where maybe you keep him off kick return for a while now?
Maybe, you know, well, you know, it's just Monday.
Looking at Mississippi State, impressed a little bit by
their,
they've got a lot of depth in their backfield right now?
Oh, tremendous. You know, Dixon killed us last year. I mean, he is really a good runner. Tyson Lee, I thought, had a really good game against us last year. He kept us off balance. He made some runs, pulling the ball down. Ralph is one of their leading rushers now. He's really a good-looking athlete and doing a good job with their new offense. So they're going to present some problems. And, of course, last year their defense really shut us down down in Starkville. So we got to find a way to move the ball. And I didn't check exactly who's starting or whatever, but it looks like, you know, they're a veteran group on defense. Got a lot of starters returning. And so we got to figure out a way to move the ball.
Where is your defense against the run? Are they where you want them to be, or is there still room to improve there?
Our defense against the run?
Yeah.
Well, no, I thought we're playing pretty good. Defense, you know, I think, especially in the second half, we had about, I think, 4 3-and-out series, and, you know, if we can play that well on defense every week, we'll be okay.
Do you go back and look at any of the Florida stuff when Mullen was there, or is there enough to go on now? Are they just different than when he was running the Gators?
Well, we've got our film from Florida, and we'll look at that. You know, we haven't gone back and tried to get film from other people. But, you know, got two games this year, and I think Coach Mullen's a good enough coach that he's going to work around trying to get his system, but also tailor make it for his personnel. And you know, he seems to be doing a great job of that. He's getting the ball to the playmakers. Their wide receivers are big and tall and very talented. So I'm sure he'll find a way to get the ball to the playmakers like he always did when he was at Florida.
Talked a lot about the experience of this team. Is experience one of those things that's helpful too in coming back from a loss? I mean, should you guys handle this week better than maybe they have in previous years when they've less experience?
I don't know if there's a direct, you know, correlation between experience and coming back from losses. I don't know. I mean, hopefully it doesn't mean you're experienced at losing. So, we just go from week to week, and whether we win or whether we lose, you know, we try to learn from it, and then we get right back to work on the next opponent. You know, we don't sit around and moan, or we don't sit around and celebrate, and try to move on. And that's the only way I know how to do it.
Coach Zach Stacy has sure had a pretty impressive first two games for you. Are you surprised with how well he's done right off the bat?
Not surprised at all. You know, we thought he was an extremely good player in high school, one of the leading rushers in the state of Alabama last year. He's compact. He's put together extremely well. He's got a knack for making, you know, great cuts at the right time. He also is physical enough to take the pounding and also physical enough to break tackles. So he can catch the ball. So we expected him to be good. That's why we're recruiting. So I'm glad we're not surprised.
Did you have any chance to watch a handful of your former players last night? And, how much does that continually help recruiting efforts when Vanderbilt has mentioned so many times on a professional game like that? Do you hear that from recruits?
Well, you know, we try to point it out to them. And, you know, we've been saying for years that, you know, you can have it all here. You can get a great education, one of the top educations in the country, but you can also go to the NFL and be successful. And obviously having more examples in the NFL, you know, makes the message easier and the less we have to rely on ourselves to get it out. But sure, it helps, no doubt about it. But I didn't spend a whole lot of time worrying about their game. I've got enough stuff to worry about.
You mentioned how State's defense kind of shut you down on offense last year. How do you think they picked that up going in the two games you've seen so far this year?
Well, you know, against Jackson State, you know, they were the superior team, and, you know, they dominated like they should have. Against Auburn, you know, they were playing great. I think it was 2 minutes to go in the first half. They were up 17-14. And then Auburn got two touchdowns in 2 minutes. And I think that really, you know, sort of broke them. But, you know, they were playing extremely well. And they're physical. They're big. But they're skilled guys, secondary people, linebackers can run. So they have all the ingredients, you know, back, and, you know, their coaches will do a good job getting them to the ball, so we're going to have to play well on offense.
I was looking at the schedule, and with the injuries from this past weekend, there's no break in sight. Does it worry you?
It does worry me. You know, we're going to have to rely on the depth we've tried to build over the past few years, and the people that went in for the injured in the last game did fairly well, and I think when you start getting them prepared all week and get them involved with the, you know, the first team, if they're going to start and get most of the reps at practice, I think they'll be even better. So it's just a matter of, it's an opportunity for somebody to come up. We got to, you know, overcome a little adversity here, and I think our guys know that, and hopefully it'll pick up.
I feel like this is one of your deeper teams, maybe a lot deeper than in the past?
At certain positions, at most positions, yes. You know, we're really thin at wide receiver, and everybody knows that coming into the year, but every other position, and we have better depth than we ever had. Defensive line, we've got it. So hopefully those guys will come through. That's why, you know, they're here. It's their turn.
What's Jared's status, Jared Hawkins' status?
Hadn't changed as far as I know. Yeah, I think they're working him out today and see if he'll, you know, tolerate that. And if he can tolerate that, he may get some practice time. But it's just one of those injuries that it's hard to tell, you know, even when he starts feeling better. You don't know if he can go full speed. And if you try to do that in practice, you say, well, you know, are we rushing it? Are we, you know, and then you hurt him in practice, and you just get frustrated about it. So, strange injury.
Is Casey Hayward been a pleasant surprise, or is he doing what you thought he'd be capable of?
I think Casey did a lot of this last year. And, you know, end of the year, he was playing really well. DJ Moore got hurt in the Music City Bowl. He made two big pass breakups. He's just one of those guys that, you know, he listens to his coaches, he learns what to do, but he's got the physical tools to do it. You know, a lot of them got the physical tools, but he has the mental capacity to shut all that outside stuff off and just play, and he does a great job of it. And that was one of the best performances by a corner we've had in a long time. So, you know, 4 tackles for loss. And, so he's, you know, you're surprised by 4 tackles by a loss, but I'm not surprised the way he's playing, no.
You hope to get Garrett Samuels back this week?
Hope so, but sprained ankle. Yeah, you never know until you get out and run, and he'll probably do some of that today, and we'll see how it goes.
Looking back to last year's game, you know, a year later, how frustrating was that when you get down there and you guys were 5-0 and kind of started a losing streak for you guys? That was one that easily could have happened.
Well, I don't know if it's easily could have had or not. I mean, they're pretty good when you play down in Starkville, and they got very good players. And, you know, anytime you go on the road, you just got to play well, and you got to play better than we played. So is it frustrating? Yes. Is it really surprising? No. I mean, you know, we're not going to be a program that we're just going to be able to go down and railroad everybody and just run over them and say, hey, we're here, we're taking it. You know, we got to play good every time we go out.
Two more questions? Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.